Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network. I'm an Episcopal priest in the Diocese of Minnesota. I happen to be on vacation at the moment in the North Georgia Mountains, just outside of Blue Ridge. Today is the 19th of June, 2024. In the life of the church, we celebrate Adelaide Teague Case, an educator. We also are celebrating in the United States Juneteenth today. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. I understand that my internet connection is not fantastic here in the mountains, so you may have some periods of it being blurry and then it will get clear again, but it may take a second or two. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were fastened around your neck and you were drowned in the depth of the sea. A dancer performs before the Absolute Equality Mural for Juneteenth in Galveston, Texas. Let my prayer be set forth in your sight as increase, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn this evening is O Gracious Light. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven. O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we've come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the Vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Our psalm this evening is Psalm number 81 and Psalm number 82. Psalm 81. Sing with joy to God, our strength, and raise a loud shout to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and the sound of the timbrel, the merry harp and the lyre. Blow the ram's horn at new moon and at full moon, the day of our feast. For this is a statute of for Israel, a law for the God of Jacob. God laid it as a solemn charge upon Joseph when the people came out of the land of Egypt. I heard an unfamiliar voice saying, I eased their shoulder from the burden. Their hands were set free from bearing the load. You called on me in trouble, and I saved you. I answered you from the secret place of thunder and tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange God among you. You shall not worship a foreign God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and said, Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. And yet my people did not hear my voice, and Israel would not obey me. So I gave them over to the stubbornness of their hearts, to follow their own devices. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I should soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before me, and their punishment would last forever. But Israel would I feed with the finest wheat and satisfy them with honey from the rock. Psalm 82. God arises in the council of heaven and gives judgment in the midst of the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked? Save the weak and the orphan, defend the humble and the needy, rescue the weak and the poor, deliver them from the power of wicked. They do not know, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Now I say to you, you are gods, and all of you children of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any leader. Arise, O God, and rule the earth, for you shall take all nations for your own. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our lesson this evening is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 1 through 9. And this picture is a picture of a statue that is called a stumbling block. This is in Brussels. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child whom he put among them and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for a great millstone were fastened around your neck, and you were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks. Occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to the one by whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life maimed or lame, than to have two hands or two feet and to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into the hell of fire." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the Song of Simeon. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. This is the cover of a book that was written by Adelaide Teague Case. It's called Liberal Christianity and Religious Education, a Study of Objectives in Religious Education. Dr. Adelaide Case urged that children be enabled to engage the question of their faith. She believed that peace is at the center of Christian vocation, an awareness she came to not by study, but by common prayer and Eucharist. She wrote to which we add emphasis. What then are the marks of Christian teaching, which is the torch with life, which is in touch with life, sorry. It has at least these three characteristics. It has them in all grades, from kindergarten up to the adult classes. Number one, it faces the ugly facts of common life and judges them. Number two, it encourages experiments in Christian brotherhood and participation in cause for social justice. And number three, it studies our religious heritage as a great panorama of human experience where the will of God has been seemingly to express itself. Juneteenth is a sterling example of the last one, just as God once led the Israelites out of slavery. Now, the collect of the day for Adelaide Teague Case, an educator who died in 1948, a Juneteenth prayer, and a collect for the presence of Christ. Almighty and everlasting God, who raises up educators and teachers of the faith in every generation of your church, grant that following the example of your servant, Adelaide Teague Case, we might be bold to proclaim the reconciling power of Christ's love in our own generation through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Almighty God, you rescued your people out of slavery in Egypt, and throughout the ages you have never failed to hear the cries of the captives. We remember before you our sisters and brothers in Galveston, Texas, who on this day received the glad tidings of their emancipation. Forgive us for the many grave sins that delayed that liberating word. Anoint us with your Spirit to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of your favor, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture in the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, in the Diocese of Gambia, the Church of the Province of West Africa is who we're praying for today. And our Thursday evening prayer list is for sobriety and recovery. We pray for Angie, an anonymous friend, Emily, Adrian O., the Men of Reconciliation House, John, Stacy, Ian, Talmadge, Martin, Perry, Blake, Beth, and Phoebe. In a collect for those with addictions. O blessed Lord, you minister to all who came to you. Look with compassion on all who through addiction have lost their health and their freedom. Restore to them the assurance of your unfailing mercy. Remove from them the fears that beset them, strengthen them in the work of their recovery, and to those who care for them, give patient understanding and persevering love. We also on Wednesdays pray for those with mental health and family harmony issues. We're praying for PH, Haley Grace, Roxy, Samantha, Scotty, Adam, Lyle, and Beth. In a collect for those with mental illness. O Heavenly Father, look with love on all your children who are living with mental illness. Bless them with kindness and patience. Give them true friends who understand them and knowledgeable therapists with competence and compassion. Soothe their worries, lift their spirits, help them to trust others, quiet their negative thinking, help them care for themselves, and give them peace through the infinite mercy of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? What have you brought to the Lord? I'm praying for three individuals today, all who have had recent medical procedures. First, for my friend Tano, who's a member of our congregation in St. Cloud, who had a heart procedure at the Mayo Clinic. He had open heart surgery and they replaced a valve in his heart, and he is in recovery. Thanks be to God. Also for David, who called me yesterday and had had a minor stroke and was in the hospital. David is a veteran from the Vietnam era, and David is a very good close friend of mine. I pray for David's recovery. This is not his first stroke, but it's the first time that it's been so severe that they kept him in the hospital. And then I'm also praying for our board chairman, Pastor Stephen Helmreich, in Taos, New Mexico, Pastor Stephen had a full knee replacement yesterday or the day before, and he's still in the hospital to my knowledge. Heavenly Father, we lift up our petitions, our thanksgivings, and our supplications to you as you know best how to answer or deal with those. And now a prayer for the collect of the mission of the church. O God and Father of all, whom the whole heavens adore, let the whole earth also worship you. All nations obey you, all tongues confess and bless you, and men and women everywhere love you and serve you in peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video for this Juneteenth evening prayer is called O Freedom. It's in the Lift Every Voice and Sing hymnal number 225. And this is Ariel Merivel from 2021. And that is evening prayer for the 19th of June, Juneteenth in the United States. In the life of the church, we celebrate the life of Adelaide Teague Case, an educator. Thank you for coming to pray. Be safe from fear. Guard others from harm. Keep your distance, but stay close. Better days are coming. After all, the Lord is in charge. Good night.